Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, rubber people and silky panty people, musicians and electricians, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We haven't quite gotten to the point where we are cloning ourselves, so we may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Adonai, Buddha, Brahma, or Zeus. But we are all children of sex. Sex is what brings us into the world, brothers and sisters. This show is usually about sex as recreation. But tonight, it's a little bit about procreation. The procreation of moi. Happy birthday to me and you. It's time to celebrate June gloom. Yeah. And birthdays are a good excuse to bring on the agua, the rum. And someone brought me a very strange, scary-looking drink here. Very scary. Oh, my God! This looks like my Snake Eevee. This is crazy. We're going to find out more about this. And I am not going to drink it first. But I want to welcome everyone here at the Speakeasy. All my brothers and sisters. What's that? We should push this forward. Okay, not at the edge of the table. Good thinking. First of all, Brother Max, who's also Yale husband Max.
Hey, Docie, Doc, how you doing?
Prince Max and I just got back from frolicking like Adam and Eve.
What are you, you're like 24 hours old now?
I think I'm 42 hours. Yeah, something like
not
that.
Not bad. You grew up fast. You look great.
Rebirthday. That's what we have here at the Speakeasy. We do not age. We refuse. We are refuseniks. But, hey.
And we have special doctors to keep us alive.
Yes.
Yes.
Call us at 213-670-0066. We will keep you alive. Because sex is the essence of life. The trick we play on death. And that's our business. That's our love. That's our field. That's our strength, and that's our weakness. And, Brother Max is on the controls. Brother Bandilio is there to control Brother Max if he loses control. And moving right along, I have the beautiful, speaking of death, the beautiful death goddess, Rubber Necro. And I am a rubber necrophiliac. Hi, Rub.
Hi.
Princess Rub. Rubby. So hard to say rubber necro. Thank you for coming and joining and being.
It's an honor being here.
You've got your rubber gloves ready.
Of course.
You're going to do my dishes?
Unless you want me to.
You look adorable.
Thank you.
In your little rubber suit and your pigtails.
Thank you.
You are over 18, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. A little bit more than exactly. Well, I'm just always glad to see you.
Thank you. Same here. I love coming to your parties. So awesome.
Oh, good. Good, good. You know what? I have something for you.
Really?
Because I believe on birthdays, I should give things to people. I don't know. It just makes me feel better about the whole situation. So, this is a strange thing. Your name is Rubber, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this, you usually wear latex.
But both.
This is rubber. This is actually made from a Michelin or something.
Something like that.
Something like that. This is a rubber corset that someone made for me that, you know, I believe in passing things on. I think it's really cool, but it's not me.
Uh-huh.
It's you. Maybe.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it's not you, but this is a rubber thing for Rubber Necro. It's a rubber corset.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
actually.
Like a tire. It's a whole different kind of rubber. This is when the rubber hits
this
the road
like
kind
really
of rubber.
This is really actual rubber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's the real thing.
But
and that's your name,
you?
Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Sister Rubber is your name.
I know. I should have came like a nun today.
Well, this was this woman that makes stuff out of tires.
Really?
That. Yeah, yeah. Wow. She makes various things out of tires.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things she made.
I actually like the design of it.
Yeah, no, it's
awesome.
I think it's really cool for you.
I'm going to do a shoot with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could have tires around you. You
no,
know, you
no
could be
tire.
Imprisoned by tires and wearing a tire or something, or having to jump through hoops.
Thank you very much.
Nice blue hair.
Thank
you're the
you.
Blue haired lady now.
I know, it's red and now it just went blue.
Aww. She's so cute.
You are. You've been with us for some very important holidays. Eros
mm-hmm.
Day. Two Eros Days.
Mm-hmm.
You're a holiday girl. Two Hi. Eros Days, our anniversary, and the beginning of Masturbation Month.
Oh, that's right.
A very important holiday.
Mm-hmm.
May Day.
With Asia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. was the last time I was here.
Yeah, that was the last time.
Yeah. Mm.
So welcome fun. Back.
Thank you for having me.
Right. I'm so happy to have you and Natasha and Tommy. There's Tommy. Behind every great woman is an evil-looking guy. Yeah. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know, love. I had to come for your birthday.
You did. That's very cool. You have a thing about birthdays?
I do.
You do? What's the thing?
I don't know. It's you. It's a birthday.
It's very pure.
It's one of those things.
Everybody has one.
Yeah.
It's a celebration.
It's not something
it's
like.
It's a celebration of the person, of you, of you being born, you being here,
right.
you being everything.
Right.
It's wonderful.
And also feel sad for the people that didn't show up for this birthday.
Very much so.
Oh, very sad. And the penalties, the penal.
There are
penalization.
For such
right.
absences.
The devil. Bad.
Damn them to hell.
Well, you look beautiful.
Well, sweetie.
It's the last time I saw... Oh, the last time I saw you, you were helping me move. You were a mad both of you. You were great. You were great movers.
We were insane.
You were insane. They were ripping things from the walls of the old speakeasy.
Wow.
Like 3 days, I think.
And that was a birthday to come. I mean, it was not a day. It was like more like a birth.
It was a good thing.
Several months. It's still being born, in fact, this place. We're still finding out what we're all about. Okay. We have callers on the line. But we want to introduce our illustrious first round here.
Tell them to hold.
So welcome back. You're all dressed up in your kind of regalia there.
This is from my sweet Susie.
I recognize that. I gave that to you.
Yes, you did, love.
Yes. Around the time of the exotic erotic ball, or the move.
The move.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right.
I must say, it was very hard to breathe and drive at the same time.
Right. You can't be breathing and driving at the same time. It's not safe. Not in a corset.
I did it.
You did?
I did it.
Why weren't you driving? Because of those eyeballs, Tommy? You can't see out of those eyeballs.
I can see.
I won't let him drive.
So you guys making any porn?
Who, us? We're innocent. We don't do that.
You don't make porn? I don't believe anything.
Would we do that?
Right. Well, I have these porn shoes in your size.
Uh-oh.
So if you're not making any porn, you don't get them.
Oh, she's making
They're
a boatload.
Only for making porn.
Well, in that case, she's making a boatload.
You are.
Aww. What is with the
vibe? Ooh. They're definitely porn shoes.
Oh, those are porn shoes.
Aren't they?
Those are porn shoes.
Those are porn shoes, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are porn shoes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Aren't they you? Right? Mm.
Thank you, baby. Those
well, you're welcome.
Gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at that heel.
And they'll fit you.
They will.
Yes,
yeah, they've got a really
feet.
Steep incline
that.
There. Right. You've got the feet for it.
I got a tiny foot, I know.
That would give me cramps. That's the steepest incline for me.
I
do the platform thing, you know. So does rubber. Rubber doesn't like those steep inclines either.
No.
But I've seen you in some steep inclines, so I know you can handle it, baby.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Just like rubber can handle the tires. Okay, now, Tommy, what am I going to give you? Since you write the emails, you get the Vibra pen.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so special.
Ooh.
I'll give this to you.
Now, those are actually
I have
out of print. Is that what they call it? Out of circulation?
Out of production.
Out of production.
So
they're a Doc Johnson production.
Right, those are, Doc Johnson.
Nice.
You guys know Doc Johnson,
Thank
right?
you.
Well, yeah, that's actually a present for Natasha.
Yeah.
It is. Well,
try
good to see you guys.
We'll have to make a film with this.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, definitely. Writing, you can start it tonight. Start writing a letter on...
That'd be a long letter.
Her body part.
That'd really be a long letter, like 5 pages. Front, back, you know.
I'd have more ink than you.
So, let's talk about writing briefs now. My favorite accordion player. And can I say your other day job?
Yeah. But, I mean, has anybody ever kind of worn this for you? This instrument of sexual ecstasy? Interview
actually,
or otherwise? I mean, you taught me the value of this instrument, which I look around the room and no one else is wearing one. Which suggests that was a very special thing you taught me.
Yes, it's to make you stand out. Now, I taught you the value of the accordion, is that right?
Well, of what you can do with it, yeah.
Right.
How you can use it to seduce.
Squeeze. Yeah, it goes back quite a long time, but yeah.
How you can play it like an instrument?
Something like that.
Yeah. Right. Well, it is an instrument.
It is an instrument.
Right. But you can show a woman that you would play her like an accordion.
She would only... That is in your book.
Open herself up to you.
Exactly.
Squeeze. Right. Thou shalt stimulate her senses, and this sense being, I guess, the oral pleasure.
Aural.
A-U-R.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. But it shows how you could squeeze her. Mm. I've got a bunch of people on the line, but I'm...
Talk to them about the accordion.
I will, I didn't even say the name of the accordion player.
Right, Barry.
Barry. Can we say Barry?
You can.
Fisher.
Who's wearing
Barry
briefs.
Fisher.
Who's wearing briefs.
Wearing briefs.
And is one of our favorite attorneys.
He also does briefs. And there is actually two very special people here tonight. One is this guy, Barry.
Who saved Max's life.
Who's
the other saved my life.
Out of prison.
Uh-huh.
Well, help.
And the other one is a very special doctor who saved Susan's life.
Dr. John.
Dr. Pussy John.
Of USC, who saved my life, even though they kind of dropped the ball on yours.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Can't always win.
Ups and downs with the different hospitals. Okay, but Barry, it's great to have you here at the New Speakeasy.
It's great to be here.
And you're going to play that instrument of...
Well, I can try that.
Yeah?
Should
we do that?
Should we do that now, or should we take a few calls
and
then...
Well, what do they want to talk about, these people?
They better want to talk about me. It's my fucking birthday. No, they probably have all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Okay.
We have Tina, our therapist, on the line, as well as Imtiaz and Spencer. And I want to talk to all of them, but I think we're going to take ladies first.
Okay,
I think we're
going to
be, politically incorrect.
What line is she on?
Favor the ladies.
What line is she on?
Well, it says line 3, but then there's another piece of paper that says something else. No, it says line 3.
Go ahead.
Hello, Tina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Radio Susie One. Tina is actually one of our therapists. Yes, you are surfing those airwaves, girl.
Great. Well, I wanted to say thank you for the opportunity to work as a phone sex therapist, and it's been a lot of fun.
Aw. Well, we love to have you. You're actually one of our best therapists now. I mean, she's really...
I didn't know that.
Climbed to the top very quickly. Tina, how long you been with us?
I think it's been 2 months now.
Yeah. Well, she's got one great quality of a therapist, which is availability. No, she's also very sweet and smart and sensitive, and the clients really, really love Tina. So we're really glad to have you. And I was just chatting with you and just said, you should call the show and talk a little bit about your experiences as a therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute, a telephone sex therapist. And maybe even we were talking a little bit about how it had some seep-through quality in your personal life.
Well, something kind of funny has happened.
Yes.
You've talked about sperm wars before. And
sperm wars, right.
Sperm wars.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that sometimes after I take a call, my boyfriend will jump me up.
Right. Now,
me right by him there.
This is a good thing. Right after a call, the boyfriend will jump her. Now, sometimes jumping could mean attacking in a bad way. Get the restraining order. That's not very special.
No,
this is not that kind of jumping. This is, we just have to clarify, because I don't know if we haven't explained what sperm wars is. I'm going to try to do this in a nutshell, and I do mean balls. Okay, sperm wars, right. They used to think that all sperm were marathon runners, running to the egg like in that Woody Allen movie. But they found out by looking at sperm under a microscope that instead of like a marathon, sperm are actually more like a football team. And there's actually not just runners, but there's defenders and there's offense. And that when a man feels in his mind, which talks directly to his testicles, that there could be another team, another football team, or if you want to use the war analogy, another country, he has to assemble his whole football team or his army to fight the other guy, And this is what gets men all excited over sluts. This is what gets men all excited over porn stars, all excited over sex pots, all excited over women that have a lot of men around them. Now, if a man loves a woman and they get married, all nice and perfect and monogamous, and he feels that she will never be with another man, he can trust her with all his heart, and he knows she's just there for him, well, he might think she's the most beautiful woman in the world. He might think she's really, in fact, very sexy and hot, and he loves her, but his balls are just not going to make as much sperm. They're not going to bring in the offense and the defense because there's no other teams to fight. His brain sends a message to the balls and says, "Hey, you know, she's been home all night, just watching True Blood, and we don't have to worry. She hasn't been out doing anything, so we'll just send in the runners." But if he feels she could be with another man, even if she's not, sperm wars effect takes place, gives him a bigger erection and bigger load. It's all, and jumping Tina. And so boyfriend jumping Tina after hearing you talking with our clients. Well, this is a benefit of working for the Institute.
Absolutely. And one time he even burst in the bedroom door and ran over and came right over my face. Yeah.
Wow.
For a good, 10 minutes after that.
Well.
I think it
came all over your face. Wow.
My
well,
goodness.
I mean,
I
now I should ask, do you
moment.
Like
yeah,
that?
And
do you, do you, I mean...
take me back as his own and make him competitive.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hot, jeez. Hot. Do you like the come on the face rubber? Yeah,
course.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay. I wasn't sure
when
where to go
up,
with that.
When I grew up, girls didn't like that.
No, I don't know how I feel about that. But I know a lot of girls like it now. It's because it's in all the movies.
Oh, I see.
All the porn movies feature come in the face.
Okay.
Because they, so I think
but
it's...
But it's hot.
It's hot. Teach me, rubber. I'm always worried about it getting in my eyes. I go,
it's kind of, it doesn't.
Well, that's going to kill my eyes.
I mean, it has a lot of protein in it. It does.
Well, yeah, you can rub it into the skin.
Motion.
Yeah. It's holy water.
Make it a mat, like a cum mask.
Swallowing I like. I like,
right,
the, I like the swallow stuff, but I don't know about the cum in the face. But all right, but you can't just run into the room and stick it in the mouth and... you know, and come down your throat. That's more difficult. So spraying it all
no,
over your place.
No, it isn't.
That's more that
stick it in your throat.
What?
So. Yeah, rubber's into that.
Jeez.
Guys coming running into a room and just shoving their cock and sticking it in your throat. Someone could do that right now. Come running out of the bar and just stick a cock in rubber's throat.
Like that.
I'd like to see that. I saw a guy virtually do that with you once. Not
I know,
quite,
right?
but almost. Well, that's hot, hot, hot. So the boyfriend is totally into your new line of work. Is
absolutely,
that
very
really?
Supportive.
Okay. I'm glad.
I thought I would throw that in. So
I'm so happy.
Do things for the caller, sex lives, they can affect ours without even knowing it.
Good. Yeah, it can affect yours without even knowing it, which you're very smart, so you know it. And you've studied your sperm wars theory. So, very good, Tina.
All right.
Tina's a great therapist. And
thank you so much, Tina.
And very beautiful, too.
Is she,
she sent me a picture. She's she's a little bit private. So the picture of her on the Institute site is really her, but you don't see the whole Tina. And I got to see her and her boyfriend, and they're
one of these
very hot.
Reveal, but I'll give it some time.
One day she's going to show herself. In fact, one day you might do webcam sex therapy.
Yes, right. I might one day.
Take your time.
You should. You'd be a star. Totally kill him. Okay, Tina.
All right.
We want to hear from you some more. So,
thank
you know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You take
keep
care,
it up.
Sweetheart. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm. I don't know why I'm saying thank you. It's not my birthday.
It is your birthday, honey. My birthday is your birthday.
Actually, but the luckiest day in my life was when she was born.
There you go.
Aww.
There
you go.
Cute.
That's really sweet, isn't it? That's
a
cute thing to put in a card. Okay, let's run through a few of these callers. Now we have Imtiaz.
What line is he on?
He is on line one.
Line one?
By the way, the number is 1-866-289-7068.
Okay, you
that's
ready?
1-866-289-7068. Anywhere in North America. If you're outside of North America, you gotta throw in a few nickels. And the The number is 213-670-0066. Barry's at the ready.
We're going
to
get ready.
With the instrument. Okay. He's ready to strum.
He's all right.
Our audience likes
line one?
Words
I
like
want to hear that.
Okay. line, what line?
Line one.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think line one. I think I dropped his card. Okay.
Go ahead.
Line one. Imtiaz.
Happy birthday, Susan.
Aw, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate
it. I've got a surprise for you again.
Yes.
Madam Anna is on the line.
Anna! Oh, that's a great birthday present. I love Anna.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. We have a little party going on here, celebrating the procreation aspect of sex that brought moi into the world, and you, I suppose, as well.
So I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, and it seems like you're having a great time, and thank you for keeping us updated on Facebook.
Oh, you're welcome. Hopefully Facebook's going to reinstate my friggin' account. What a birthday present.
I know,
they
right?
gave me, huh?
Did
they do it to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
They constantly keep deleting me because I keep having inappropriate pictures.
Well.
Which I don't think they're inappropriate, but they're like, oh, yeah, you're showing too much skin. It's very pornographic.
Well,
you know.
I don't know. I don't know why they deleted. I guess that's why they deleted me. They didn't delete me. They disabled my account. Did you know that, Anna and MTS? Have you checked?
You have to give them a good reason.
You sent me an email last night at midnight which said that, you know, both your fan page and your... You know, your main page in Facebook was temporarily out of commission.
Temporarily. Imtiaz, I appreciate that way of looking at it. And we are going to, you know, sort of pull some strings here or whatever we have to do.
We're down on our knees and beg.
I mean, it's Master Facebook has us by the cajones.
We're actually very lucky. We have secret cells over at Facebook. Okay.
But by the way,
we got insider information, baby.
Called the Virgin Steve. He's been writing to me all morning, and he wants. I think he'll probably be calling you today. Apparently, he's nuts.
Yes, he is. I mean, I was just thinking that's one thing good about having my Facebook disabled is that Virgin Steve has been out of my life for
a few hours now.
Somehow. He just swept onto my page. That's one thing about these Facebook pages is these complete crackpots can, like, take over page.
Yeah.
Unless you ban them, which I feel is very non-humanitarian. I mean, especially with, like, a virgin.
I think I will, like, ban everybody.
He obviously needs help. I'm a therapist, you know. I mean, I should help this guy, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I clear out my pages. Mm. My Twitter page, I got rid of 50%.
Before I knew what a lunatic he was and how he's like posting like 12,000 comments.
I can't take all these
links and strange things. Yeah. But before that, he just told me he was a virgin and he wanted to tell me a story. And I asked him to call the show, so he might call.
You never know.
Let me get my
ask you, you guys, Imtiaz and Anna, since you're our Islamof experts. What is the Islamic way to celebrate a birthday?
You know, that's a very good question. And my familiarity is somewhat limited because I've never had I've never had my mother celebrate my birthday when I was young.
Never.
For some reason, we used to have, you know, what we would call other celebrations, but not the birthday as much. But perhaps Anna might have an opinion on that. You know, I'm not familiar with Islam on that. What about you, Anna?
Yeah, it's a bit confusing. It seems like most of the Muslims say that it is not very Islamic to celebrate birthdays.
It's not Islamic to celebrate birthdays. Wow. That's what I was wondering, because I don't hear about that. And Imtiaz, you say your mother didn't celebrate your birthday.
No, I don't remember being, you know, in fact, that's why I mentioned that when I was young, I hardly had a birthday celebration because of my mother, who was a very, you know, rather religious lady.
Right. And you know what? Even though I'm extremely grateful for everybody being here tonight, and I love you all, and I'm happy to have this event tonight, I kind of think I would like to be Islamic on the not celebrating birthdays, because maybe that means you don't get older.
Yeah, just like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right, they don't celebrate birthdays either, so they don't get older either.
By the way, Susan, I just got a message from your very good friend, Steve the Virgin Man.
Already?
He says that, do you think she wants to have my... do you think she wants to have me come out to L.A. to have my virginity on a show?
Do you think so?
No.
I don't.
No.
He expects
this
me to arrange
lunatic.
It. yeah, he kind of is.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
By the way, he's also on live stream.
He's on live stream. He's after us, I tell you. Steve the Virgin.
Wow.
He's a professional virgin. He's trying to be a professional virgin. He is. He's trying to get on Howard Stern.
Right.
I mean, yes, he's
trying. He was after Howard for
a
while.
Yes, right. He's after Howard. He's after some other shows to say, hey, I'm a virgin. You know, aren't I cool? He's 40. He's the 40-year-old virgin.
It's like the movie.
Right. Yeah, he's something like... Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe he's actually beyond 40 at this point. Maybe he's been a 40-year-old virgin for like a few years.
Kind of scary.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, when's your birthday, Steve? All right. He could call any minute, so let's just.
Yeah, I'm not.
By the way, how was the Terracotta Inn in the Palm Springs?
We had a lovely time jacuzziing under the stars, especially with the wind and the hot water and the orgasms.
Yeah, that was fun. No, it's really nice.
A nice time.
It's a nudist place. You get to hang around naked. You're like Adam and Eve. You know?
Yeah, you just run around naked, like God made you or whoever made you, and it's very nice. Actually, it's a mid-century design architecture, and I particularly like the bathrooms, which look out onto the garden. You step into the tub. It's almost like you're stepping into the garden, and it's all glass. So I had a fun time photographing Susan from outside and from inside and inside out.
Inside out. Oh, yeah.
We had
a great time.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's
and
nice
also,
to be able to.
Jane Hamilton will be coming with me next Saturday night.
So I hear.
Yes.
I've well, that's that. Quite okay. a date to have to the
Well, I'm moving up in the world, you know.
Yes. Jane Hamilton, a.k.a. Veronica Hart.
Veronica Hart. I haven't seen her.
I never remember which is her porn name and which is her regular name.
It's Veronica Hart is the porn name and Jane Hamilton is the real name.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but she uses both of them. Like
she's a very nice lady, by the way.
She's a wonderful lady.
Absolutely.
Very nice lady.
Very nice, very smart.
We've known her for years.
I've known her for years.
Yeah. So we look forward to seeing you next week, MCOS.
And thank you.
And come a little earlier this time so we can have her on the show.
I will. I'll take her to dinner early, and I'll try to come about 10 o'clock to your place.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And we're going to have some other guests. We're actually going to have Julian... Nitzberg.
Julian
Nitzberg, director of the wonderful Wild Whites of West Virginia, which is just... premiering rave reviews at the Tribeca Film Festival.
And he also produced
The Beastly Bombing.
He wrote
that. Right. Yeah. And they sang here, and there are other musical guests of ours.
Yep.
They sang in the midst of female ejaculation
going on.
They were singing a musical comedy. It was great. A political musical comedy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay, Imtiaz and Anna.
Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you
You're
for joining
sweet.
Us. And
thank you for having us. And again, a wonderful birthday for both for you, Susan. And, I'd love to see you next Saturday night.
And you'll have to go on Twitter while I'm not on Facebook. You'll have to do something to keep in touch with me. You'll have to open up a Twitter account because I'm on Twitter, too.
Okay.
You know. I'm certainly not going to get back into MySpace, although I'm on there too, but I don't pay any attention to it.
Just join Bonobo Way.
Well, then
we don't
that.
Censor.
No, we don't. No.
That's our own little community.
I'll see you next Saturday night, God willing, okay?
God willing.
God willing. Goddess willing.
And the goddess willing.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
MTI.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Back to our guests.
We lost one.
We lost one.
Where's the one we lost? Okay. Maybe, you know what? Master D and Bunny are here. We'll have Rubber back, but we should say hello to them.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also have a couple more callers, but maybe we'll just say hello to Master D and Bunny. Yes. We haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, last time we saw you, I don't think you were married.
No, we're married now, yes.
Now you're
actually
married.
We're going up on a year soon.
Almost.
Excellent. Yeah. So, I think excellent, right? Is it going well? Yeah. You like married life?
Yeah, married life is different. It's excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of thought we were staying on the same
You have
weekend.
To
speak into this thing here.
Yeah, right into that phallic object.
Yes. Yeah,
it kind of seems like we're in the same schedule as before we were married.
Yeah.
Except I can say no.
Oh.
Yes, before she was a sex slave.
She was a slave.
You were a
right.
slave before.
You've,
right.
yeah. you've gone up in the world. Oh, I think we have clowns here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, clowns. My goodness, it's the porn clowns.
Oh, my God.
Freak ball. And toots. Well, ooh, hey, clowns. Now. What's a birthday without clowns? Oh, and there's other clowns here.
Oh, look at those. Oh, my
look
goodness.
Look at this. Oh, come on over here, clowns.
We have clowns.
That's clown prison. Oh, thank you. Mwah. Mm. Mwah. Oh, Tootsie, baby. Oh, look at this. Wow. Thank you. Mwah. Mwah. Oh, it's the Sultan Freak Ball. Oh, the Bunny Man. Look at this. Do I recognize this bunny? Yes? Yes, I do. And yet, you know, I need help. He does look like a familiar bunny. 16 years. Uh-oh, this is
wow.
a test. This is like one of those television shows. This is your life.
16 years.
Ah, wow. 16 years and, but, Culver City. 16 years.
This could be a sperm war.
Right. No, I've been married 18 years, so I was married.
Oh, you were married. Okay.
I was, yeah, don't worry, honey. This is someone since we were married. He gets the sperm wars thing gets going more if it's someone from before we were married. And it will bite, though. That's the dangerous part. I'm terrible at this. I'm even bad at this if I met you last week. Huh? Am I supposed to guess? Is that the thing? Greg Abbott. Okay. Oh, yes. Now I remember. Right. The warehouse parties. You remember? Greg Abbott.
Right.
When we were in the in the hotel. I do remember now.
Oh, at the hotel,
I went
yes.
to a New Year's party, I think,
right.
at one of your things.
Got
or
it.
Something.
Got
yeah,
it.
A few parties. But I just got remember it. This New Year's party where I was dancing with Max and like I...
Oh,
I
remember.
My back broke,
right, and your back went out.
And then you did this magical thing.
And I took
thing.
You in the right behind a pillar.
And he fixed my
and
back.
And I fixed your back.
Master D is more likely to break it.
Oh, yes, please.
Ah, well,
my
good
goodness,
to see you
I
again,
that.
Sir.
Yes.
Thank you for
yeah.
joining us for the birthday
thank
festivities. Thank you. And this is a lovely clown
Robert
here.
My wife, Scarlett.
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 Popo. Puppin? Proper. Yeah. You're a proper English clown. Yes, thank you. Should I open this? I think I'll open this.
Proper English
can you
clown.
Help me? Or should I open this one? I'm so confused. Ah, clowns at a birthday. That's a good thing. I think we need some more of those. Okay, where does this open up? I have a feeling this is a serious present, even though these are crazy clowns here. This seems like a serious thing here. Whoa, dee-doo.
Careful.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Wow.
Whoa. This is very serious.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Looks to me like a Glen Campbell original.
That is beautiful.
How'd you get a hold of this freak ball? You must have stolen it.
Did you steal that from Glen?
You raided Glen's studio, you
beautiful.
Naughty clown.
Wow.
Look at that. They look great. That's pretty sexy. Yeah.
Two
yeah,
clowns and a
nice.
Balloon.
Are you one of these clowns? You're not. You know, I'm not saying all clowns look alike. And you clowns are really just cool clowns. I mean, there are some clowns you wouldn't want to see sucking on a balloon. Okay. Where should we put this so it doesn't get, like, agua all over it? Speaking of which, I think we should have a round of agua all around. I mean, not everyone has to drink it, but this is one of our favorite drinks here, agua, coca leaf liqueur. You know about agua?
Oh,
of
course.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're going to lick it off of each other, right? This is what you do with this stuff.
Oh, darn.
Here you go.
Like
reach. Please. You can share. You can share.
That's a little bit much,
here.
I think.
And here's
a lot of agua.
Thank you.
That's a lot of agua. Mm. Right.
Enjoy myself.
What am I supposed to do with this?
You're supposed
to take that.
And you can lick it up first.
I'm putting it in her. Come over here, baby.
I guess you could. I don't know. But
you could.
Well, you put it on a body part. I would prefer.
And what,
like,
exactly is this?
A nipple or something.
Like sugar?
It's like salt. That's
salt?
That's a limey salt.
That's
would
really,
you yeah. Would you also like some agua to partake?
Mm.
Yeah? Okay.
Hey.
Here we go. This is you're supposed to lick salt. The lime salt off of a body part. Here you go. Put a little salt.
Not too much. Not too much.
What body part? Let's see. Something sexy. Tummy?
What about you?
Oh, wait a second. This one. You know, some of these salts are...
I forgot about the agua.
He's like a little messed up. Here we go.
That's actually quite delicious.
There we go. Okay, now you lick the salt off of her tummy.
And then you do
there you go. And then you...
There you go.
You don't have to drink
I might
the whole
have
thing.
Some
unless,
fun here.
Oh, there you go.
So it's on, like, on the breast, right?
Yes, in the breast.
And then I just lick.
Yes?
Yeah?
Yes. Okay.
Good.
And
good
then
stuff.
Drink, right?
And then drink. Right. Okay. Would you like some, Barry?
That's delicious.
Sure.
Yeah? Thank you.
Ooh.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
All right, here we go.
Come here.
Here you go. Whoa, agua.
Yeah,
all right, so we have Doug, Angel of Faith, is on line one.
Okay.
I think, yes. Oh, you need some salt. Take the salt.
Angel of Faith.
Dark.
From Life Stream.
I miss the salt also.
Okay.
Actually, I think he's on Twitter.
Yeah, he's also on Twitter. Dark Angel. Oh, yeah. Okay. Should I get him on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say I might have missed some salt.
Yep. Okay. Alrighty. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Doc.
Okay. Hi, Dark Angel.
Hey, Susan. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and everything.
Oh, I like being everything. Yeah, we're all celebrating with licking each other's body parts here. It's great.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Uh-huh. So you are on my Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tweet. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you wishing me a happy birthday. Is there anything, you know, else you wanted to say? Or just, you know, I like your name, Dark Angel of Faith. That's a very evocative name. Where did you come up with that?
Well, I was just trying to think of Twitter names. The other Twitter names I was trying to take were taken.
Well, that's a good reason. When the other stuff is taken, choose Dark Angel of Faith. That's the thing. All right, well, Angel, you are an angel, and I hope you have a happy birthday, too, whenever your birthday is. When's your birthday?
November 23rd.
November 23rd.
And you may remember me from MySpace because I also tried to chat with you on MySpace.
Okay, what did you want to chat with me about?
MySpace deleted my original account.
Oh, they deleted your account. We're talking about deletions and deactivations.
It's corporate
it's like
fascism.
Executions. It's terrible.
They
lure you in and then they delete you.
You used to have a...
Yeah, I know.
You used to have a chance. They'd charge you with obscenity. You know,
yeah, and
arrest
then you could
you,
at least get a lawyer.
Then you could go to get a lawyer and go to court and go before a jury. Not now. That's
now
it.
They just take
now
away your freedom of speech.
Away.
You're just guilty.
It's
right.
Terrible. They just completely...
I've lost contact with friends that I had for years because they deleted my profile.
Aww.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That is.
done
that's
with that.
That's terrible what Facebook does, and all these places kind
of. Yeah, they all do that.
At least they should reach out to you in
except
some way.
Except Bonobo Way.
No.
.com.
What's your MySpace? Because I haven't been able to find you, but my MySpace is on my Twitter page if you want to.
Well, I'm never on my MySpace, but it's just my name. Doctor, what is it? Is it, Brand, do you know what it is? Is it Dr. Susan Block or Dr. Susie? My MySpace.
Dr. Susan Block.
I believe it's Dr. Susan Block.
Dr. Susan Block, one word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
But I'm hardly ever on there. Better to find me through Twitter. And if Facebook
okay.
ever deigns to resurrect me from the dead, I will be back on Facebook again. So, anyway, take care, Angel.
Okay,
fly through the friendly skies. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
darling.
All right, bye.
Whoop. Ooh, another clown thing. What is this? Ooh, is this what this is like? This is just the. And it's all presentation. And this is a thing I can't open. Here, help me. Yeah. It's a what?
It's a boy clown job.
It's a boy
clown. It's a nose.
It's a nose.
Very, very, very small
Aww.
Nose.
It's a small clown
Aww.
Nose.
Aww.
Aww.
But how do you keep it on? It's for a clown doll. You glue it on a doll. Right, okay. I got just the doll. All right. Thank you, guys. I'm going to give you, let's see, vibrator, and...
can't go wrong with a vibrator.
And let's see, what else can I give away here? I'm going to give nipple clamps, they're nipple huggers. Nipple huggers and camisole and peace.
Thank you for the birthday present.
Oh, I think that's what you got to do, you know. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, there you go. Okay, put them on. let's see. I'm still giving presents away. Yeah. Nipple huggers.
There you go, Master D.
Pocket rocket.
Oh, thank you very much.
You can always use another pocket rocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can never have too many of them.
Mm. Mm.
Okay, so I think we're ready for a little accordion at this
yes,
point.
Yes.
Right? I mean, isn't this a good time? Everyone's got their vibrators and their nipple huggers. And oh, look at this lovely presentation.
Ooh, how pretty.
Oh,
pretty, very nice.
It's presentation.
Yeah.
Is this presentation or what? This is a lovely clown presentation.
You know, they when I was at
oh,
the...
Oh, Tootsie, hello.
Yeah. And she jingles.
I
yes,
know, huh?
You do. That's lovely. Mm, look at that.
That's
very
beautiful.
Nice presentation. That's a cute little cackle of that clown. Oh, yes. Cute clowny. Okay, so we're now going to have some accordion music, right?
Well, we may need to do a little sound check stuff, or something
okay.
should be happening during the playing that could be perhaps described or made up, but... I mean, something
could be happening
yeah, during this moment. Max,
we can have another round
Max
of agua and have some lime licking.
Max dissembles the clowns, you know. Who knows?
The clown.
Yeah.
We have clown.
Well, I know that Master D was
D.
going to do a little violet wanding of Rubber
Ooh.
Necro. Maybe
sure,
we can bring Rubber over here. Oh, look. Oh, this one's even better.
Snap.
It's true. It's true.
That's
where are
beautiful.
My photographers?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, photographers. Oh, there you are. Look at this beautiful
That's
presentation.
Gorgeous.
Well, how about both
That's
at
beautiful.
The same time?
That's really
can
nice.
Can you get them both out? Oh, yeah. There you go. Tight. I can help. Look at those pretty titties. Very nice. Aww. Yes, beautiful. We're just smiling. Oh, look, you're supposed to be starting now. Now while we're modeling, and we're gonna get rubber neck row here. No.
Yeah, we're getting ready there.
We're getting ready.
Look
at these pretty titties, and they're staying so nicely. Some people just pop off.
They are.
Yeah.
We need. I can't see right now, but I guarantee you it's fine.
Ah, so we have some instruments of torture. We're going to be torturing a young lady to your music, if that's
okay,
all right.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Yes, okay, this is my birthday celebration. Will be the torturing of the sacrificial birthday victim. Rubber Necro, another present. Here we go. And we're also going to be opening presents along with this. Look at this. Did you see what someone gave me? This snake? It's alive, I think.
Okay, Susie?
Yeah?
All right. So we're getting
ready. Alex gave me this, right? Yeah.
Unless you want to get Violet Wonder.
No, I don't.
You like it. Okay.
Yeah, the bottle's.
We're going to do some violet wanding. Can you open up your little top here? Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Did you tell? Yeah.
Say hello.
Okay.
Hmm? Say hello.
I don't want to tear it.
Okay, you comfortable?
What?
You getting good?
Yeah, let's see.
Let me
I can't open this.
I mean, music to torture by.
Okay. Susie, I'm going to turn down your microphones a minute.
Oh, you are?
Just yours? Yeah.
I can't talk then.
No, we're doing a little sound check.
You're taking my voice away.
We're doing a little sound check.
Okay.
Go ahead and hold on a second. Go ahead, Mary. Let me hear how.
Clowns, come on over here, clowns.
Just let me hear you for a second. Okay.
This is, This is a tune from an album, Stuppen and the Shtetl.
Stuppen and the Shtetl.
Yeah, this is actually an authentic Romani or Gypsy tune that was played in that. But I'm not sure it was played for this, but maybe.
And does everybody know what Stuppen means?
Does everybody know what Shtetl means?
Thank you.
know he's really torturing her when she moves her own panties aside. The birthday of the commandant of the camp. Yeah, and you play, keep playing. Very good experiments, Dr. D. A very dramatic scene.
Yes, yes.
From the 70s.
Wow, that was great.
By the diabolical Dr. D.
Doctor, yes.
And the luscious rubber necro to die for. Mm-hmm. Did that hurt?
It felt very pleasuring.
Talking to the microphone, dear.
It felt very pleasuring.
Very pleasuring. No pain. Or was there pain that turned
pain
into pleasure?
That, yeah, exactly.
It was a pain that turned into a pleasure. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're dead. what was the pain?
It was like a 6.
A 6?
Six, wow.
That's smart.
That waits.
Yeah, in the hospital they might give you morphine for that.
The music had something to do with it.
Yeah, and the music, of course.
And there's that.
I mean, because I enjoy it.
Now, that music was very interesting.
Was
I'm sorry,
wonderful.
I couldn't help
great.
Thinking
for
of
dentistry.
Some sort of scene from Schindler's List in that moment, you know, with the torturing and the accordion and the stuppen and the shtetl and my birthday. Oh wow, it was kind of crazy there.
Very
and the clowns,
nice.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
Yes, beautiful clowns. Mm. So, all right now, what should we do? I mean, we have other callers, or we could end
tapes.
The show early and
we've got
and
somebody
have,
on hold.
Yeah,
I don't
do.
Know who it is.
You want to take him? Should we take him?
I don't. It's he hasn't been vetted, but I'll put him on.
I could be a guy named Spencer.
Okay. Let's try it.
Okay.
Hey, hi. Good evening. Can we help you?
Hello.
Yes.
Is this Spencer?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Hi. Who is this?
Yes. My name's Steve, but it's not the Virgin Steve.
Oh, I thought this was the
Virgin. Oh, not
okay.
The Virgin Steve.
This is
no,
a different Steve. Is this the Virgin Mary?
It's Brother Stevie J.
Oh, Brother Stevie! Oh, yeah! Oh, thank you. Yay! I'm so glad you're not the Virgin Steve. No, actually, I'm so glad you're Brother Stevie J.
Yeah.
We met him at Yale. At
oh, Brother
Yale.
Stevie J. Yeah, hi,
ago.
Brother. Yes, sir.
Next
yeah.
week.
Hi,
yeah.
How are you doing?
Right.
We're
right.
doing great. We're right. so happy to hear from you. We just had a little stuppen in the shtetl scene here.
I heard. I, you know? I tuned in on the webcam.
With Dr.
Oh, great,
you saw
yeah.
that. All right. Dr. D, you know, administering torture to a very happy rubber necro who looked really like she was suffering, but then she'd move her panties aside. So, I thought that was
well,
good.
Well, you know, I'm over here on the East Coast, so I stayed up for this.
Mm.
Oh,
I
see
wanted
that.
To call and
well, it's important, you know, and we stay up. I was going to say we stay up to watch the ball drop in New York, but we don't have to stay up for that. No, you guys have to stay. What we have to do is get up early in the morning so you guys take our calls, you know, so business-wise. So you can stay up for a little birthday here. Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Yeah. Well.
So I saw that you. I tried to see you on Facebook, and I saw that they disabled you. I knew. I figured it out.
That was my birthday present.
As soon as I couldn't get you, I was like, oh, shit, they've caught up with me.
They
her.
Did that.
They've caught
they,
up with
they,
her.
They caught up with me. What am I doing? I don't show any nudity.
It's something.
Maybe
are
that's
you sure
what it
you
is.
Don't show anything?
I don't show any nudity.
I know.
Do you think
none,
it might be the length, like what you're linking to?
Well, I do link, but that's okay.
But
you're allowed to link.
It's not on their site.
It's not on their site.
Yeah.
Other people do that all the time. Maybe. They link to.
Listen, what is the name of the guy that runs that place? That
Facebook?
Crackpot, yeah. No, he's not. This fucking guy's an asshole, first of all. But he's also. He is.
You
yeah.
tell him, Brother Max.
You know, and
sick him,
you know
bulldog.
What you know what a lot of people don't know, right? Part of the funding for Facebook came from the CIA.
There you go.
Really?
Brother yep. Max knows these things.
That's right.
Hmm. Just like Obama.
Because they wanted to get...
Or Osama.
Osama, no.
I meant Osama. But Obama as well.
You probably got some funding
all
from the CIA.
They're all
who
funded
knows?
By the yeah. CIA. Anybody that's doing anything. We're the only ones that are not funded by the CIA.
I'd like to be funded by the CIA.
I want to be funded also, you
it
know.
Seems like they really
I got no problem.
Do a good job of getting people out there.
Yeah. I mean, they're great promoters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
So Susie, are you gonna get back on Facebook, or are you waiting to see what happens?
I get to make that decision, don't I?
Is that true?
Yes. Yes, I think I will go back on Facebook. Yes, yes, yes. I would like to do that, and so I will.
Good.
We
power of positive thinking.
Back on.
No, somebody said
go.
To
know
me,
petition
some, yeah, petition.
Yes,
I want a petition
exactly.
going here.
Well, they had a dropout day from Facebook that you.
I've had people already writing to them and saying they
Look,
want me reinstated.
Listen,
but
they're very big, they're huge, and you know what happens when you're way up there, right? See you later, Facebook. Bye bye.
It's all about the money.
Exactly.
That's right. It's all
yeah,
about
exactly.
the money. You know. Look at MySpace.
I know.
Yeah, but see, MySpace ain't charging you.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know?
Yeah, but Murdoch, this is Rupert Murdoch, right wing, total anti-culture kind of guy that shows tits on the third page of his magazines. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
So what's up with that, Murdoch?
He's an asshole. He can't help it.
I like Twitter. I prefer Twitter.
All right.
So, Stevie, when are you going to come out here for us and be with us here in La La Land?
Let's say sometime this year. Can we say sometime? Power of positive thinking.
We can say that.
Let's say it.
Okay.
Let's just say that. Sometime this year.
Mm. Definitely.
All right. Well, we wanna host you. We have a room for you.
We have a room for you with a webcam in it.
Yeah, and lots of windows. No, Stevie will be great on the webcam. You're
that's
gonna
a great room. Way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, let's make
you
it sometime
come
this month.
Room
with
you
a view.
Preen and show off and have yourself a ball, baby.
I
every
like
every day
that.
Is your birthday.
All right. Well, I'm so glad I got you. Because I heard you debating, should we try it? Should we? We don't know. We haven't vetted him. I was like, answer, and then you picked it up and let me in.
I didn't know it was you, darling.
I know it's great.
Aww.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay, well, I love you.
Thank you so much.
And we gotta see you again at Sex Week at Yale.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know why they didn't. You know, he didn't even call me I actually checked. I don't know why they didn't call me. I don't know if
I don't
if
either.
They didn't like it or I don't know what. I would love to come back there.
Well, we're gonna.
Well,
get you
we're gonna go back whether they like it or not. Okay.
Yeah. We're getting you back.
Put in a word for me.
Okay.
We will.
All right, y'all. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Love you, baby.
Love you.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Birthday.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Next.
Actually, I would like to know more about what is in this bottle. I have callers on the line, but this
is... Oh, we got
to
get Max here.
Okay, so is
Max.
It Max or it's, Alex?
No,
it?
Let's get Max over here.
Max. Okay, that's you.
That's
there's
you.
Another Max.
Oh, another
can
Max.
You, can
Max.
You switch to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just take that one, the Max, take the other one. Just, yeah. Yeah. There we go.
You
and give him the headset and take this one here. There we go. You gotta turn it on.
Okay. Oh, hey.
This guy, his name is Max with two X's.
And he's my retarded.
I'm suspicious about the...
Yes.
I'm suspicious about the second X and why you put it there.
And you brought this snake in a bottle.
It's from Thailand. I'm not sure if it's whiskey or rum, but that's a real snake and it causes virility. So the story
goes. It causes virility.
Something, yes.
Now, it is a real snake, but I mean, is it alive or dead?
It's, in other words, I shouldn't...
It's a dead snake.
It's currently dead.
But it seems like it's alive because every once in a while it moves.
Yeah.
But
well, that's because you're moving the bottle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That'll happen.
Yeah. They didn't teach us that at Yale.
Well, cool. Well, thank you. I mean, did you get it here in America? Or did
no,
you bring it all the way from Thailand?
All the way from Thailand.
Really?
So enjoy some. I had a shot for my birthday, which was earlier this week, so I thought I should
you
pay it
did.
Forwards.
Okay. Wow. So what kind of alcohol is in there?
I lost something in translation. It's rum, whiskey, or something similar.
It's scary,
or
whatever it is.
Similar.
Make him take the first shot.
Yeah.
We're sick.
No. Look at Christina. Christina looks
Christina.
So incredibly hot tonight. You
Mamma mia.
Outdoing that's yourself in hotness.
Right.
Look
thank
at this.
Thank you
mm.
so much. Mm.
Hotness. Okay, now what is this? What did
yum,
you
yum,
just
yum.
Give? What is this for?
How you doing, Michael?
Oh, I see. This is going to put a nose on... Are you gonna stick it on my nose? Okay, so now we're gonna drink some of this. I don't know. I'm scared.
No. Have him drink it first.
You drink it first.
I'll drink it first.
Yes.
I'm scared.
Okay.
I'll drink it first.
All right.
You'll try to.
Now I'm afraid this snake is gonna come leaping out of the bottle here.
Careful.
Good boy.
Oh.
Oh God.
That's
a
look.
He's like that's good.
Not that much.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
Is that too much?
We'll find out.
What kind of snake
cheers.
Is that?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
She says, what kind of snake
that
is that?
It's a cobra.
Whoa.
It is a cobra.
That's actually really good.
It smells really good.
It's really...
yeah.
I can smell it from here.
It's good now.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah.
Then we'll take some. Okay.
I mean,
that's
sure
one.
I
bad,
am
it's
a
delicious.
Clown. I'm a clown. I have a mini clown.
Oh, so
I'm a mini clown.
It's hers now.
I love it. It's cute.
Mini clown nose. Okay.
That's very cute.
So how are you doing?
Good.
How is it?
Still here?
You're still there? You drank quite a bit of it.
I drank it.
Let's
you
wait
drank
a few.
Drank the whole thing.
Let's
wait a few more minutes.
Right.
Then we
know it's okay.
Let's not rush to judgment here.
It makes complete sense, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, see, if he falls over, then I know not to drink it.
That's right.
I'm the test subject.
Okay, pretty good.
I brought it. We're not going to poison anyone.
Thank you.
This is, so what's going on with him? There's something growing on him? What is that?
That's normal.
Oh, that's...
So your name is Max.
I'm Max. Right.
And I've seen you before.
I've been around, yeah.
You've been around.
He's a friend of the other guy here.
Which guy?
That guy.
Oh, you're a friend of the other Thai guy.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And
that's
okay.
Beautiful. That's really great.
So, yeah, my sister-in-law is from Thailand. I got to show her this.
Yeah. If you like it, she'll bring it for you.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, this beautiful clown.
Look at that. Amazing. Okay, so should I try a little taste of this? I don't know.
Yes.
What was that?
I need another shot glass, I think.
Delicious.
I'll see
okay.
In a few minutes.
Oh, this one's so got agua in it, or no?
Yeah, well, you know.
Clean one, yeah.
Holy
okay.
Shit.
Okay, so let's talk to.
Is this coming to when she came? They
yeah.
Up at the hospital.
Oh, you got clown, didn't you?
Yeah,
did
I
you,
got clown.
Did you? You want to talk to somebody else on the
who
line?
Who is it?
I don't know. I think Spencer or Dylan.
Spencer or Dylan. you're on the air.
Oh boy.
Hello.
Bye, bye, Susie.
Come in.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. What's up? Who's this?
I'd just like to know if it's normal to have your penis when it's hard to get touching your belly button.
Your penis is doing what?
His penis is touching his belly button.
It's got legs.
And that sounds, you know, like it's very clever.
That's very that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. That's
hopefully
like,
it's not going to try to screw your belly button just because it's a hole. You know.
I mean, is it normal for an erection?
For an erection to do what?
For an erection to touch your belly button. Sure.
What do you have? Well, how far is your belly button from the thing?
Oh, I don't know, about 7 inches.
There you go.
That's normal.
Okay.
That sounds, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. Five. It's a little small. You know what?
Yeah.
No,
it's a good size.
I'm just kidding.
It's a good average size.
That's a good normal.
It's a good size,
average
darling.
Size. Does it fit in there? Does it?
Is it my birthday present or what? Are you giving it to me?
Can I quick jack off for you?
Quick jack off.
The emphasis being on quick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quick. Yes.
Yes. Quick. Yes.
Longer than a little bit.
We're
credit
gonna
card.
We're going to cheer you on if you can do it real quick.
Yeah.
Is there anything
we're
you want
cheer
us
you
to
on.
Do? Or do you want to just make noise, though, so we know that you've come?
Okay. And you know you can't have a baby by putting it in your belly button, right? You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think he's going to hurry up now. Lisa, get his credit card number.
It's awfully quiet.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're not saying anything.
There's a snake in the bottle.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm gonna come.
Aww, that was such a sweet little voice. Yes. Come for us. Come for us, sweet little angel boy. With the 7-inch penis that reaches your belly button. Come on, do it so we can hear it.
He already came.
Here he goes.
No, here he goes.
No, I can hear
you. We're reaching to the sky.
Yes.
It's late at night.
Oh,
spank.
I got my birthday spank.
She just got spanked.
I didn't realize.
All right.
I think I need to get that again. The other cheek. Ah!
Okay.
Yeah, baby, yeah. You got
right.
Your birthday spanking. I got my... And did you come? Did you come, Dylan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yay, brother Dylan.
Yay for Dylan.
Oh,
all right. Thank you so much
good.
For calling.
He must have a belly button full of cum.
Right. Yuck.
Okay, so what time is it there?
Goodbye.
It's a quarter up.
quarter up. Okay.
We're going to wind down and wind up, and then we're going to party.
Don't be sad. No, I mean, come on. What are you being a sad thing for?
I love her.
But
I mean,
she is beautiful, but I think
she's just fucking
awesome. She's making
a
big deal about leaving. So,
she's leaving?
Yeah, don't let her leave.
She's leaving.
Don't let her leave.
Shut the show down.
Shut the show
down. She can't leave yet.
No, I know. You can't leave yet, guys.
Bye.
We're going to be done in 15 minutes. Oh, they're
Bye,
leaving.
Guys.
Okay.
Love you. Thank you.
I'm going to take my clown nose off then.
Make sure you lock the doors and they don't come back in.
Do I have clown glue on my nose now?
No.
No, you don't have any clown.
Boy, they came to the hospital right after my surgery.
Yes.
And they went right through security and everybody. And everybody in the hospital is going, oh, wow, clowns.
Topless and everything. No,
yeah.
Not really.
Oh, my God.
No, they weren't topless.
It's really nice. She's beautiful. I love that clown.
Yes, that clown.
Man.
Toots.
Yeah, Toots, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great piece here they left.
Yes.
Sucking on a balloon.
Sucking on a balloon. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, right in front of you.
Right in front of
you. Yeah, very nice. Okay, so I'm about to try the this snake poison.
All right.
He's still alive, so we're good.
Okay.
He's still alive. Yeah, it's like 15 minutes now.
Well, yes.
It might be my iocane powder. I may have gotten used to
it. I'm just taking pictures of something that looks like clear fluid. I mean, it's not like the snake is leaping out. Whoa.
It has a kick.
Wow. It's interesting. It's strange.
It's certainly different, yeah.
It's got a grit to it. A grit.
You know you're drinking something.
You do. Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll feel in about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Like I feel, is a snake gonna leap out of my throat?
I don't know.
Like the alien.
Oh, I'm feeling sick.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Now he's dead. You evil boy.
My goodness. Goodness gracious. All right.
All right. So do we still have Spencer there?
Spencer? No.
He's
done.
Yes. Okay. Spencer.
He left us.
He did. Well, gosh. Who brought me all these lovely items?
There's all kinds of stuff.
Somebody gave me this a birthday girl crown.
Natasha.
Oh.
Natasha. What? Oh, Tommy?
And
this was Tommy's idea?
Well, okay.
Can I put this on his head?
No.
I forced him to go with me to pick everything out, so, you know.
Aw. That's so cute.
It's a birthday girl.
Aw.
You can wear that
tonight
when we have sex.
You wear this type of thing on your birthday.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, you could wear it.
No, you wear it tonight while we have sex.
Right, okay.
Right? So I know where to find
that
you in the
thing.
Dark, right?
Yeah. That's so cute. And
all right.
What is all this stuff? This is all cute stuff.
Stuff everywhere.
Stuff everywhere.
No.
Okay, stuff everywhere. So Master D.
Yes.
So you're married now?
Yes.
And
you have bubbles.
And what else are you up to?
Well,
get closer to your microphone, Master D.
Let's see. I started a vanilla site.
A vanilla site.
Non BDSM, non sex related site, based on comedy, actually.
Oh well.
Called Omicron.
But sex is the greatest comedy.
I know. Well, there's sexually related material on the site, but non. It's non-sex based. It's sort of like The Onion or The Daily Show.
And how do we find that?
www.omicron2012.com.
Omicron.
Omicron. Does Omicron mean something?
It's a Greek alphabet letter. Yeah. It's Omicron 2012. It's just.
Okay, we got somebody. I'm going to take this call as it comes in.
Oh, you are.
Yes. Hey. Whoop. Oh, somebody grabbed it before
grabbed
me.
It, yeah.
Wow, they're fast. Okay.
Here you go. It's my new persona.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's Dr. D now.
Money. Absolutely. And what is this? This is some form of bondage?
It's just very cute.
That looks interesting.
Oh, furry and cute. Slap bracelet. Very nice.
So we've got about 8 minutes.
Okay.
Do we want to recap? Or
recap?
Get a nightcap? Or
We're having quite a few nightcaps. And, oh, here's Dr. John. Hey, Dr. John. Yeah. I'm alive!
Thank you, doctor. I love this
Thank
guy,
you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He saved their life. Yeah, my doctor. We got some great doctors and lawyers. Barry, this guy here that's sitting here, one of the most brilliant attorneys.
Which guy?
Barry.
Where is Barry?
Well, he was here.
He was sitting
he's
here.
Over there.
Right. I was thinking you were pointing to Max there.
No.
I thought Max is an attorney now.
Not yet.
He's studying.
Now, are you working on it?
Not yet. One day.
Are you also a diver or something? Or
Justin's taking me diving.
Yeah.
Jux. But no, I'm an editor.
No.
You're a what?
Editor.
Editor?
Yeah.
Of what?
Cutting movies, cutting horror
video
movies.
Video editor,
yeah.
Right.
Horror
That's
movies?
Right, I forgot.
Horror movies right
awesome.
Now, yeah.
Oh.
Horror, horror movies.
Fun stuff.
Uh-oh. And then now I'm afraid to take another sip of this
two.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know what's in there.
You've been through the worst
no
of it.
No clue.
It looks good, though.
Yeah. That's probably, I don't know, that's probably some drink that you give to those people that suck blood. What are they called? Vampires, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Lawyers.
That's, yeah. I'm really smart.
Have
you
sip.
Bottoms up.
Oh, God.
Did you know that the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles now? They're called the L.A. Dodgers.
Oh.
I just found out.
Uh-oh, you're really reaching.
I'm really dumb. I don't even know what vampires are called. Didn't you know that?
That's why I'm in L.A.
That's true. They moved here.
My dad
you
was born.
They didn't start here. Is in L.A.
My dad was born in Brooklyn, and when the Dodgers moved, he moved. Oh, so the
moved.
What is this stuff, Natasha? Did you give me this silly string?
I did love so you could like have fun and spray people and.
Can I do that right now?
What is that?
Oh,
who picked that out? I did.
No. What are you gonna spray him with?
Oh,
silly. He picked it out.
Wait, you stir it, right?
I have no idea.
It
oh my God, everyone! Oh,
I know where this is going.
Oh my God! Please, no, Susie.
It's sort of like the coming in the face thrill.
Now that's a money
isn't
shot.
Isn't that sort of like the coming in the face thrill?
That's
wait a second.
Total money shot.
I'm going to do it to Dr. D. This is a big deal.
Good luck.
You got to tell him. He's the one that bought it. He's the one
no, this stuff is fun. Now I know how guys feel. They love to shoot their cum all over the place because it's the same feeling as spraying silly string on someone.
Call sperm wars.
It just makes everyone happy.
You can only get away with doing
that's
this
a money
on
shot.
Your birthday. Otherwise, it just...
That's what I figured.
You can't get away with it. And only if you're the only one with the stuff.
And then it becomes a war.
You bet. You haven't got him. He's the one that picked it out. You got a nail, Tommy.
What? Thank you.
Jeez.
Oh, thank you.
It is silly.
I just feel like I've been having a group sex.
Yeah, there's that.
Well, there is something ejaculatory about
it's
this.
Stuff.
I guess, yeah.
It's your fault. Oh, get her this. She'll love it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Did I forget to make sure we should get our five bottles of this?
Spray more.
So everybody can have one? Failed to mention that.
It's very party.
Oh, my God.
Where do you plug these wires in?
Totally party.
It's all over his camera.
Well, he asked for it. You did ask for this stuff. Oh, look at you. God. Hey, come on here. Last 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
All changed.
Widow Peak. I know that you were Ian McKay's girlfriend. I got to remember your name.
Janelle.
How could I forget? Okay. Janelle, you look fabulous. Would you like silly string all over your face? No. Too beautiful. You look too
no,
good.
No, don't do that. Don't come in her face.
Maybe later in the evening.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry I identified you as Ian McKay's ex-girlfriend.
That's okay.
Okay. But I did it again. Thank you for joining us tonight for, you know, birthday celebrations.
Yes.
So, I saw you here the other night, a few weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, and so you're friends with Rubber and, wait, who are you friends with?
This one.
Oh, you're friends with this one.
Yes.
It's another friend of Jux Lee. Okay. Do you want some of this snake oil?
No.
It's
all right.
Some powerful
I really
good.
Don't.
Is it good?
So much
it
for that.
Good.
It's not so
good.
Bad. It's actually, it's okay. It makes you want to spray silly string all over the place.
Okay.
All right.
You didn't tell us that.
I am right. Snake venom.
So, so this is cool. I think we're going to wind up.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
We're
going to
wind
three
up
minutes,
now.
3 minutes.
I want to thank everybody for joining me. Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you.
Yeah. Janelle, are you a model?
Kind of.
She is. She has been in the past.
Which kind?
I've done, like, Suicide Girls, and that's kind of, like, about
Suicide
it.
Suicide Girls.
Very cool.
Right.
Fur.
Okay. Where's your tattoo?
I have one, and I hate it.
You only have one?
It's a butterfly with star, like star shooting out of it. It's not.
Really? Where is it?
It's like here.
Ooh, let's see. If you're a suicide girl, you've really got to have more tattoos than that, no?
I have pink hair and piercings, so I think I'm okay.
All right, that's perfect.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so that works. The piercings. So tell me about your piercings. Nose.
Yes. Ears.
Ears.
Nipples.
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 Clit.
Nipples.
No.
No clit.
No.
Pierce
no
nipples.
Labia.
No. I reached a point where I was like too afraid to have needles shoved in me at a certain point. So.
Yeah. Really?
Don't blame
I
you.
Thought you get used to it.
I did, but then I got a little fearful at a certain point.
Don't blame
you. You know, that makes you human. No, I'm serious. I get all intimidated by these people that have all these needles all, you know, like
which
all these piercings.
That? Where?
I'm glad you have a limit.
What about these?
Well,
I've never seen these.
It's a never say never thing, right? It's like, ooh, put your arm
you
down.
Right, you tried it, you did it, and, you know.
Right, but never say never. It could
right.
happen again.
Oh,
it's
you
not
could
happening
have,
right
you
now.
Could do it
that's
again. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, I'm winding up the show, so I want to thank everybody that's joined me tonight.
Minutes,
there's
two
been
minutes.
Too many people to enumerate here. Who's this blonde back here with the glasses looking very studious?
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
Could be a spy or something.
Who is that?
We better get her up here. Better
who,
identify
who is this,
her.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I made it through my surgery.
I like her little shorts and garter ensemble.
Right?
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Very
this is
nice.
Quite an outfit. I think
oh,
she wins for great outfit.
Yeah, okay.
Not a great clash in here.
Okay, and you ladies get pocket rockets.
Oh, okay.
Right? Here you go. Feel free to use them. We have batteries as well. So this is a nice outfit here. And what's your name?
My name is Piper.
Piper.
Yes.
And how'd you end up here, Piper? I mean,
kind of the same way.
Same, this is
you.
A group.
Ah, there's a whole group.
A whole, they're hovering around each other.
Boy, it's hot.
That's why we all look awesome together.
You got awesomely dressed tonight. Yeah, definitely.
Hot Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is this an outfit that you wear often, or did you create this just for the evening?
A little bit of half both. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's
so
how I used to
something
dress
old,
a lot,
something new. Okay,
kind of
great. Well, we're going to have a great sort of celebration now. I think we're going to have cake
we've got,
and
2 minutes.
More drinks. And,
2 minutes.
And I want to thank you all for joining us. And we're just about to get into stuff.
We got lots of food just coming out.
Lots of food.
Food.
Did you make some
cakes?
Food?
I didn't make anything.
You're a great cook.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't cook anything. Okay, so you have 1 minute, and we're off and out of here.
And so I want to thank everybody, including the Bonobos. Soon I'm going to have a new guest on, the author of the Bonobo Handshake,
oh,
Vanessa
yeah.
Woods. I'm very excited about that. Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee. Know about bonobos?
A little bit.
A little bit? Yeah.
A little bit.
They have
oh,
a lot of sex.
You just
want
tell one
what's
last
with
thing.
That?
Nothing. In fact, they have very little violence. Well, let's say
Susie.
They've never been seen killing each other
they
in the wild
so
or captivity.
They're so peaceful.
And here's MMB. My fellow Yaley is here. Okay, here he comes with the flowers. I love flowers. Okay, thank you, MMB. Thank you, baby. For later? What about now? Michael, you're going to have to drink some of this snake alcohol.
Let's see how.
I did it, right.
Let's see how fucking tough you are, man.
Really, the lizard rules.
Actually, I know that's right. That brought it, so.
The lizard, I am the lizard queen.
No.
All right, we're out of time, Susie.
Yes.
Let's go.
Now we're out of time. I've been stalling, and now I have no time. Okay. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Happy birthday, everybody. Okay. Party time, music.
To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One.